On ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania, this is Mornings with Leon Compton.
Jacob is a teacher. I had personal experience with four students that involuntarily took part in the PISA test. As there was no gain for them, they admitted to putting any answer down just to get the job done with absolutely no regard to outcome. These students are extremely high achievers in our education system. PISA is by no means an indication of educational achievement, says Jacob this morning via text. Rod Sims is chair of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. Rod Sims, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
Okay, Rod, have you got your wallet in your front left pocket?
No, I've got it sitting on the desk, mate, but there's three loyalty cards in it.
Right, and with sort of in general, loyalty cards for what sort of organisations, Rod?
Oh, airline, two airlines, one supermarket.
Rod, you've done, on behalf of the Australian Competition Consumer Commission, a deep dive into looking at these loyalty cards. What did you learn?
Basically that when, you know, people often think these loyalty cards are a bit of a freebie for your loyalty, and they cost the people issuing the loyalty card money. In fact, they're actually often making money out of these loyalty cards, and you're in fact paying for them through the data that the card allows them to collect. So in return for that, we think, so you are actually paying, it's not a freebie, and we think in return for that, you need a much clearer understanding of when your points expire, what your points are worth. This needs to be seen more as a commercial transaction, and consumers really need to know what data is being collected and what's being done with it.
Because this is interesting, right? You've got, on the one hand, people have an idea of what they might get if they acquire a certain amount of points, but from it seems from your research, people have little idea of the depth of information that companies are gathering from them in return.
That's right, and there's been more and more information gathering through loyalty schemes and through use of computers generally over recent years, and that's getting more and more. It's getting more intrusive. More is being done with the data that could, on occasion, disadvantage consumers. So we think consumers have just been left behind in terms of being told what's going on, and part of what we're trying to do here is to get the message out to consumers that your data is being used, it is being collected, even when you're not using the loyalty card. So we just want much better information to consumers, and we want consumers to be more willing to assert their rights because you are actually paying for what you're getting.
What data is being collected, Rod? Let's pick the example of the supermarket loyalty card because you get asked about it every time you go through the checkout at one of the majors if you have one of these cards. Can you give me an example of what sort of data is being collected and how it's being used?
Yeah, so the data would be all your purchases, when you're purchasing, what type of goods you're purchasing, where you're purchasing it, wealthy suburb, not so wealthy suburb. Often that data will then be combined with the data from other companies, could be an airline, could be a data analytics firm that's in turn collecting data from a lot of places. And so either the company that's collecting the data that's issued the loyalty card is using that data itself, or more often it's combining it with other data that then allows an even more accurate profile of where you are, when you're there, what you're buying.
And how then can that be used?
It can be used, I mean, there's good and bad. It can be used to give you targeted ads that may tell you something's on special that may advantage you. On the other hand, if they find out that you're really keen on something, that they understand your habits and they say, this person really likes this and really wants to buy this, they could put the price up and you as an individual are charged more. That can happen.
You can form an incredibly complex picture of somebody's life if you can understand everything that they're putting in their shopping trolley and when, and then combine that with their pharmacy data and their flying data. Are you saying that all of this is being aggregated with my name attached or with my listener's name attached at some central point?
Yeah, look, whether the names are complex things, but certainly that's being done with aggregated data, exactly what you're saying, so that you've got an aggregate picture. But it's also being done in particular circumstances with your name attached. That's right. So they know who you are and to target you. And sometimes it's done with the name, and sometimes it's done with an identifier where they don't know your name, but they know to target you, Leon Compton.
On Mornings Around Tasmania, Rod Sims is our guest this morning. There were stories in the past that these supermarket loyalty cards were close to junk. But, you know, talked to Belinda and Ross this morning on Northern Breakfast, and they were suggesting, oh, no, I got this out of it, a knife or a basket or that out of it. I mean, how do people actually get much value out of these cards on the other side of the equation?
It depends how active they are. The classic one's the airline. If you get in early and you've got some flexibility to book that free flight, you'll likely succeed. If you try to book it closer to the time and you're pretty inflexible about when you travel, then those frequent flyer points won't be of much value. So it depends how active you are and how early you try and make your choices.
On Mornings Around Tasmania, Rod Sims from the ACCC is our guest this morning. So what advice do you have for people that are loyal to their loyalty cards, Rod Sims?
Look, good question. Be aware that your data is being collected, and I guess you need to be comfortable with that. Take an active interest in those statements that come to you, because they'll somewhere tell you when your points expire and how many you've got, and be an active manager of them. If you're not going to be an active manager of your points and try and get value out of them, then don't think they're free, and probably best not to have them.
Really? Best not to have them if you're not going to heavily patronise that business?
Because you're giving up your data and not getting much in return. I mean, this is a commercial bargain you're entering into, your data for rewards. If you're not actively making use of those rewards, then you might as well not bother. But if you really want to be active and you're okay with the data practices, then many people can do well out of them.
Well, then here's the final question. What recommendations have you made in terms of the reforms that should happen to the people that are operating these loyalty schemes?
Yeah, we've had three aims in doing this. One is to let consumers be aware of what's going on, and your program helps with that. Secondly, recommendations to the companies themselves to be a lot clearer with consumers about what data's collected and what's being done with it. And third, we'd like to see some law changes so that there can be a law against unfair practices. At the moment, the essential law in Australia, consumer law that we enforce is don't mislead consumers. We'd like something about treating consumers fairly as well.
And there aren't those laws at the moment?
No. No, there's not.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. Thanks for coming on. Rod Sims, Chair of the Australian Competition Consumer Commission.